Morning, Maseches Zvachim. We are in Perek Yud Gimel. We're up to Mishnah Gimel. Chaymer b'shchita mibaliyah uva'aliyah b'shchita. As we've been mentioning at the beginning of this Perek, that when a person would take a carbon and bring it outside of the designated place for slaughter or for bringing it onto the Mizbeach, then by slaughtering it or bringing it on some other altar, then there's the punishment b'mezid on purpose, kares and b'shogeg done inadvertently, the punishment would be having to bring a karban chatas, a sin offering. Now there are certain stringencies when it comes to the shechita, and sometimes there's certain stringencies by the aliyah of actually bringing it up again outside of the proper place. Chomer b'shechita, what is the strict rule when it comes to slaughtering the animal? Sha'ashoyched l'hed yit chayiv. That if a person would take this animal, which again was a carbon, was designated to be brought as a carbon, but instead the person chooses lehedjit, that they decide to slaughter it for the sake of a person, so that they'll be able to have something to eat. So it has nothing to do with a carbon, even though it was designated as a carbon, it doesn't matter, chayiv. The reality is that this person will be chayiv, as we said, kores or a carbon. The reason for this is the pasuk says, dami chashev l'ishahu. Torah considers it a very serious offense, and actually Torah calls it dami chashev. It's as though you've actually spilled blood, akin to murder. Laish hahu. Why does it have to say laish hahu for this person? It means that even if the reason why you slaughtered this carbon was laish hahu, was for a person, was not necessarily for the sake of an offering, nonetheless, the pasuk still tells us you're obligated. However, ma'al lehedit potter. If a person would, instead of the slaughtering, they would have just have brought this up onto the Mizbeach, but it was not done for the sake of a carbon, for the sake of Hashem, rather it was for the honor of a person, in that situation would be potter. Because the pasuk says, lasos oso l'Hashem, that the violation is when you bring it as an offering outside of the Beis HaMikdash, l'Hashem, for the service of Hashem. However, if you would have done it for the honor of someone else, that's why you brought this offering, then you would not be obligated, even though it was brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, Chaymer Ba'aliyah, there are some times that bringing this offering is more strict. Shnayim Sha'achasu B'sakim Mishachatu Paturim. The rule is that if you have two people, you can imagine how this is done, but two people holding on to the exact same knife and slaughter the animal at the same time, with the same movements, then Paturim. The fact is, even though it was a carbon, they're potter. Based on the same pasuk, it says la'ishahu. The violation is only when it's done for one, if one person does it. However, if there are two people that are holding onto the knife, then potter. However, achasu be'ever v'aluhu chayavin. In the event that both people are holding onto the carbon and they both at the same time put it onto the mizbeach outside, then chayavin, in that situation, they are chayav, because the pasuk says ish ish, which implies that it doesn't matter how many people are doing it at the same time, they'll all be obligated.